Open Windows, April the 28th. Exploits for God. The people who know their God shall stand firm and take action. Daniel 11:32. How much do you depend upon conferences and teachers to keep you going? Must you attend meetings just because you feel that the last lot you got has been used up and you must get a fresh supply? Or have you been emancipated from all human props and put into a place of glorious independence because you know your God? It doesn't matter if you are plunged into the middle of the Sahara. You know your God and can stand independently of all natural help. This thing has become you. This is the kind of knowledge that means power. That is the kind of experience which overcomes the world. That is the kind of thing that makes all the other systems go down, and you rise triumphantly above them. That was the secret of the Apostolic Church. Let kings do what they like. Let the people rage. It goes on, and it is the Roman Empire that goes to pieces before this thing, and not the thing that goes down before the Roman Empire. It is an independent, personal knowledge of God, resultant from an inward birth, that lives. Not only an objective truth, but a subjective power. And it is a great day when the slightest fragment of known truth becomes a vital personal experience in its working ability. That is what we want. First-hand knowledge, not second-hand truth. May God work this into our very beings until it becomes us. Take it in fragments, if you like, and ask the Lord to work it out in you and make it live in you.